Hello.
Hello. I'm looking to speak with Swana.
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, my name is George. I'm with National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, or a 50-50 chance?
Vote, I always vote. Since I become citizen of this, since 2014, I've been voting up to this day.
So you're definitely going to vote on November 2024? Thank you for...
Yeah.
And thank you for taking my call. What is your age?
My age?
Yes, sir.
I'm of age. I'm been voted, so I'm of age. I'm 48 years old.
Okay. And just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm African American.
And please state your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're not at all motivated to vote on the next year's elections, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. What do you choose?
7.
And regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied with it.
And what specifically makes you feel that way? In your own words.
What?
I'm asking, because you mentioned, when I asked you, thinking about the direction the country is headed, you responded, satisfied. Now I'm asking, and what specifically makes you say that, you're satisfied? In your own words, in a small phrase, please.
Provided that right now the country, there's peace in the country now, and the whereas I'm able to secure my job, I'm certified.
I am able to secure my job. I am certified.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience, which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Please choose two. Here's the first one. Healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K through 12 public school education.
Yeah, I know. On the scale of abortion is because each party have where they belong to. Some party belong to abortion, and people don't like abortion. Although I'm a Democrat, and I know that in Democrat they allow abortion, but I am against it because I'm a Christian.
So you want me to mark down for you protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your second choice? I have immigration. Yes, go ahead, sir.
I have for healthcare, it's very, very important because the society needs healthcare to save lives.
And thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Say what?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
I approve the job. I approve the job.
You strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I support it.
Okay.
Because in United States we need a job, and that's why we should concentrate on how to develop the United States and leave about going to go outside for war. I hate it. Because when they are sending soldiers outside the country, they are spending all the money on them. So I don't like it.
And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I cannot say it's worse, but somehow manageable.
So from the
what we need the economy to improve.
So from the options I have, what do you want me to mark down? I have it getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Right now, I think it's getting worse because the cost of things is good. The inflation is going higher right now, so it's, I don't like it.
Okay. So let me ask you, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, getting worse, or staying about the same?
It's the same, but we wanted to get more better than this.
And how often would you say you experience racist and discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say
that's true, because I'm African American. I saw it, what is happening at my job place. So if I can see it there, other people are seeing otherwise, the places too.
And how often would you say you experience sexist and discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often?
Yes.
Now, how concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned? At all.
Very concerned.
Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm, 0 means you feel very cold, and 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you may use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. The Republican Party, from 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings?
What party are you?
The Republican Party. No, this is the example I have here. The Republican Party. From 0 to 100.
What party are you first?
I am independent, sir.
You are independent. Yeah, I know. I know that because independent determines how America will. I always saw in this thing. Yeah.
Okay. And from 0 to 100, how would you rate your feelings towards the Republican Party? Remember, you can use any number between...
Republican Party, they are not doing well in the sense that Republican Party, they always support war. And secondly, Republican Party... they always want to finance the company on the higher level, where they don't want to finance from the lower level, where the student can benefit.
So from 0 to 100, what do you choose for the Republican Party? I remember you can choose any number.
It's 40%.
What about Black Lives Matter from 0 to 100?
Which one?
Black Lives Matter.
What does that mean?
Oh, that's the name of one of the organizations. If you don't recognize it, just let me know.
I don't recognize that party. That organization, yeah.
What about Cornel West?
I don't know, but I will look for it in the go out to see what they do. Because I don't know their obligation, so that I cannot say yes or no.
What about Donald Trump? From 0 to 100.
No. Donald Trump is maybe 20%.
What about Tim Scott?
Tim, who is that? I've not read about that.
Okay. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights? From 0 to 100.
Yeah, because that one was fired by Martin Luther King. I know that it's somehow because the law has been enforced and does, even though it's not 100%, it's a little bit okay because some people will have a little bit of freedom through that right.
Okay. So how would you rate your feelings towards them using the scale from 0 to 100?
They are about 70% right.
How much?
70.
70, okay. And what about the National Rifle Association? You know the NRA? From 0 to 100? What do you choose?
About 70% too.
And what about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is okay. In respect that he's getting advanced, but he's okay.
From 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
At least 80.
80? Okay. And thank you again for your patience. I know that it's still a long ways off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were a Republican, Donald Trump, Independent, Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
I would vote for Joe Biden. I'm a Democrat, so I had to vote for my party.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried? Somewhat worried? Not so worried? Or not worried at all?
Say what? Can you repeat that question again?
Yes. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
Well, that is the problem because the whites have always see other people. They don't want to see other people as a human being. But
would you say? But let me ask you: would you say you are very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
No worry at all.
And I would like to read you two statements about, I do apologize, several statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Here's the first one. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly
say what?
Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
What about we are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech? Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly
agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
It's agree because, not strongly agree because right now, it's a little bit less than before.
So would you say existing. Somewhat agree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
What about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Yes, I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
That is what we expect that the government should do.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Repeat that question again.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Yeah, they not do enough. They need to do more.
So do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree, because the government is not doing much.
Okay. The other one says, minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Yes, we suppose.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campus and in employment? Do you strongly support this, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
I agree with it.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me if you agree with one. Here's the first one. Statement A says, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our schools, libraries can carry. Statement B says, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more, statement A or statement B?
Can you repeat the statement again?
Yes, which one, statement A or statement B?
Both statements.
Okay. Statement A says parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive. Including
yes, I support that.
Strongly support it?
I strongly support that because the teenage, the way they behave is something else. But if parents are listening, they have a little bit control about what the children that we pay their tuition to should be.
Okay. This other one here says, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it is extremely important. 5 means that it's somewhat important. And 0 means it's not important at all, and you can choose any number between 0 and 10.
Can you repeat that again?
Sure. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please choose using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you extremely important to you. 0 means that it's not important to you at all. 5 means that it's somewhat important. Here's the first one. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. From 0 to 10, what do you choose? 10 being the highest.
9.
Equal economy, opportunities for all.
Yes.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
9.
The right to bear arms.
Right to bear arms, I choose 3 because arms are meant for the armed forces. Because when everybody bear arms, you see how they be shooting up and down and killing people. I don't like it.
What about immigration to this country? From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
9, because the immigrants are those people that are helping the company, the country. But when the immigrant came into the country, not illegal immigrant, it's legal immigrant. When they came to the country, they worked and improved the economy of the country.
And let me ask you, what about a commitment to Christian ideas? From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
9.
Freedom to protest the police or government.
Freedom to do what?
freedom to protest
the protest
or our government?
Yes.
From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
I choose 9.
The other one says police that threat everyone the same. From 0 to 10, what do you choose? Police that...
police that do what?
The same.
Say police that do what?
Police that treat everyone the same.
It's 2. It's 2. It's 2. Because the police, they don't treat anyone the same. I have an encounter with the police here that somebody hit me from my back. When the police came in, somebody that hit me from my back, police said they don't see anything about it because I'm black. And the person that hit me from the back is white. At the end of the day, after 2 weeks, they sent me that I'm at fault. So police say, yeah, they need to revive the police because the way they're working is not good.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, what do you want me to choose?
40. 2.
2. Okay. And now we are starting to wrap this up. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statements, 5 meaning that you somewhat agree, 0 meaning you do not agree at all with the statement. And here's the first one. Americans' democratic institutions have come under several attacks in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedom are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we do not fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
8.
This one here says, over the last 5 years, a stackled and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejecting student debt relief, and opened the door to business to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives. And we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
It's 9, because that is what the aiming of the Republican conservatives.
And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Now, let me ask you, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're extremely motivated, 0 meaning that you're not at all motivated. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Next year voting?
Excuse me?
Can you repeat that question again?
Yes. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you, now please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 meaning that you extremely are motivated.
Eight.
Okay. And which of these issues that we discussed today do you feel was the most responsible for your change in motivation? In your own words.
Bear arms and discrimination.
And discrimination?
Yeah.
Can you specify just a little bit, like why bear arms and why discrimination?
We want everybody to be treated equally.
One will be able to be treated equally?
Equal rights.
Okay, so one will equal be able right. to treat equal rights.
Everybody's equally.
Okay.
Irrespective of race or gender.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. Moving along here, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say what?
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Last year of schooling, right now I'm in school. I'm in Johnson, GECO.
College? Vocational certificate or?
Associate degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single?
I'm married but divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your home?
I have 16, 13, 11, and 7.
And thinking about your political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
I attend church every Sunday.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban, because I'm in Gardner.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No, I don't know what you mean though.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your help. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, you're welcome. What's your name again?
My name is George. And the survey is conducted by National Opinion Survey.
Where do you call from?
Our main office is in Florida, but we do the surveys for all of the states in the United States.
Okay.
Yes. You can look us up online. The name of the company is Kuros. You spell that Q-U-R-Q. I do apologize. You spell that Q-U-E-R-O-U-S.
Say what?
You can look us up online if you like, sir.
Okay.
If you would like to know more about us or if you would like for us to help you, you spell it Q-U-E-R-O-U-S.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.